In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good evening and welcome to our Mass, and especially the induction ceremony for Father Doug. It's great to see so many parishioners here from St. John Fisher, a great contingent also from Catford. We welcome all Father Doug's friends from far and wide. A very special welcome for those members of other churches, and I'm delighted to welcome the Honourable James Brokenshire, who has come this evening, and I know over many years has been a great support to the different churches here in the area. So, James, thank you very much for coming. Tonight, we celebrate the induction of Father Doug as parish priest here in St. John Fisher. And it's an opportunity to pray not only for Father Doug, but to reflect as a church and as a parish at what it means to be a community of missionary disciples. It's not just the church that the priests lead, but it's the community that we lead. So as we begin our Mass, let us just pause for a moment or two and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The sovereign Lord has filled me with his Spirit. He has chosen me and sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom for those in prison. He has sent me to proclaim that the time has come when the Lord will save his people and defeat his enemies. He has sent me to comfort all who mourn, to give to those who mourn in Zion joy and gladness instead of grief, a song of praise instead of sorrow. They will be like trees that the Lord himself has planted. They will do all what is right, and God will be praised for what he has done. The word of the Lord.
The response is, their word goes forth through all the earth. Their word goes forth through all the earth. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. Their word goes forth through all the earth. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span goes forth through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. Their word goes forth through all the earth. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. Their word goes forth through all the earth. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Their word goes forth through all the earth. Please stand to greet the gospel.
From the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants any more, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me, no, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
About 3.5 years ago, I went to visit one of our priests who had retired in the north of Ireland in a place called Warren Point. His name was Father John Lavery. Many of you will have known him. He was the parish priest in Croom's Hill for many years, but he was also the spiritual advisor to the St. Vincent de Paul in this area. And he gave me a wonderful gift, and I'll always treasure it. And it was a replica of the pectoral cross that Pope Francis uses. And I always try to use it at induction ceremonies, whether it's the induction ceremony of a priest as a parish priest or the induction of a head teacher. And if you get the chance to look at a replica of the pectoral cross or a photograph, you will notice that on the cross there's three figures. And the central part of the cross, there's the image of a shepherd holding a lamb over his shoulders. And he's holding the lamb by 2 feet. And it's obvious that the lamb is injured or suffering or struggling in one way or another. But then behind the shepherd, on the beams of the cross, you have the flock of sheep following the shepherd. Most are looking at the shepherd, some are looking the other way, and some are grazing on the ground. And then, most important of all, at the very top of the cross, you will notice the figure of a dove. And it seems to me that there's a very profound message about leadership in the church in that pectoral cross. And I think the message is that, first of all, leadership in the church, whether it's leading a group in the parish, whether it's the leadership of a parish priest or a bishop, the leadership of a head teacher in a school, that leadership involves, first and foremost, enabling and helping people to understand and to know God's love, as was revealed by Jesus. And not only to know God's love and understand it in as much as we can, but also to experience it, the peace and the joy of that love. And lastly, to help us to show that love through the mercy and compassion that we show in our daily lives. And it seems to me that's the first message in that lovely pectoral cross. And that is to understand, to experience, and to show God's love in our lives. And in a sense, that's what St. John is saying to his disciples the night before he died, and that's the mission he's giving them to take on and to help others to do that, to know God's love, to experience God's love, especially in prayer and liturgy, and to live it in their lives. But the second message in the cross for me is that the church has a special mission to look after those who are struggling, those who are suffering, those who are at the fringes, those who are being unjustly treated. And in a sense, that theme is summed up beautifully in the first reading tonight. Isaiah is writing to the people of Israel at a very, very difficult time in their history. They have returned to their homeland from Babylon only to find their place destroyed, Their temple is destroyed, their land is destroyed, and he's trying to give people hope. He's trying to give them hope that the Lord is with them and the Lord will help them to rebuild their lives and their country. And in a sense, that's the second mission of leadership. Wherever it is, whether it's in the family, in community, in the places we work, is to give people hope, especially those who are struggling and suffering. But then the third message, which I think is perhaps the most important message of all, is that we can't do that unless we're open to the gift of the Holy Spirit and use the gift of the Holy Spirit. That we need the grace and strength of God and the Holy Spirit if we are to fulfill that mission. I know when I go into sixth forms, especially in the schools in the southeast area, and they ask me very often to give a little talk about the church. And I will start off, and I used to write it on the board, but they no longer use chalk and boards, so it kind of throws me a little bit. But I usually put up on a board or in an audiovisual equipment of one sort or another, www.com. And of course, a couple of hands will always go up and says, Bishop Pat, you have too many W's, you should only have three. And then that gives me the opening to remind the young people. I said, no, those four W's stand for the four elements of the mission of the church in our world today. And I go on to explain that the first is welcome, the second is word, the third is worship, and the fourth is witness. And I said, they also reflect the four different parts of the Mass, if you think about it very carefully. That we, as a church, are first of all a community of welcome. Everybody is welcome. And at the beginning of Mass, we gather, first of all, as a people of faith, when we bless ourselves in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then a people who need forgiveness, and then a people of praise and prayer. So the first part of our mission is to be a community that really is a community where everybody is welcome and everybody finds a home. But a second element of our mission is to preach the Word of God, to preach it, to reflect on it, to pray on it, to understand it. And that's the second part of our mission, to take seriously the Word of God. I remember when I was growing up in Ireland, and I won't tell you how long ago, but it was a long time ago, there was a bit of a feeling that the Bible was like a Protestant book. But we have changed enormously now, and we realize that a central element of our faith is understanding, reading, reflecting, and appropriating the Word of God. And then the third part of our mission is worship and prayer. That's where we come together as a community, we recognize the gifts God has given us, we offer those gifts to God, we ask the Lord to transform those gifts and help us to use them in our world today. You know, just as well as I do, that the moments of prayer are not just confined to the church, but maybe when you just say a quick prayer with someone who was sick in hospital, a prayer at the beginning of a meal at home, a prayer for someone who's sick. I know when I was in a parish years ago in Acton, I remember I used to think that the ambulance and police cars going by and the sirens were a big distraction to my prayer. And then suddenly I realized one day that they're not a distraction to the prayer, they're a call to prayer. Because everyone in those vehicles is going to or coming from with someone who needs prayer. So our third part of our mission is to be a community of worship and prayer. And then lastly, we are called to be a community that witnesses to God's love. If you look at the very last line of the Mass, We go in peace to love and serve the Lord. I remember when the Latin was first translated into English, the priest would say, go in peace. And what did people say? Thanks be to God. I used to always think that was a terrible translation, that we're grateful that the Mass is over. But really, the real translation should be, go, this is your mission. And we carry out our mission by the words we speak and the actions we do. And you as a parish do that in all the activities that happen here in the church, but all the activities that you are involved in your lives, in your family, in your community, in your workplace. And that is why in a few moments, I will ask Father Doug a few very simple questions. I will ask him, are you willing to give a welcome and a witness to your people? Are you willing to preach the word of God to your people? Are you willing to prepare your people for the sacraments and lead them in worship? And are you willing to take care of their welfare, human and spiritual? And his answer is very interesting. He will say, I am with the help of God. And when he says, I am, he's saying yes to the call God has given him to be the parish priest here in St. John Fisher in Bexley. And when he says, with the help of God, he's acknowledging his need for God's grace and God's Spirit. But then after every question I ask him, I ask you, are you willing to help him in that mission? And you too reply, we are with the help of God, saying yes to God's mission and yes to God's help, which you will need to fulfill that mission. Before we have the induction now, let us just pray quietly for a few moments, not just for Father Doug, but for Father Doug and indeed all the parishioners, that you truly will be a community that welcomes others, that listens to and reflects on God's word, that gives praise and thanks and worship, and truly gives witness to everyone you meet.
My Lord Bishop, I ask you to induct Father Doug Bull as parish priest of St. John Fisher.
Have you a letter of appointment?
I have.
Let it be read.
To our beloved brother in Christ, Father Douglas Bull. Since the parish of St. John Fisher Bexley is now vacant, it is our duty to appoint a suitable priest to this parish to ensure that the people of God will receive the spiritual services of the church. With this in mind, and confident as we are of your upright life, we hereby appoint you parish priest of St. John Fisher Bexley, conferring upon you all the privileges, rights, and duties pertaining to that office. At the same time, we command you, before you take actual possession of the parish, to make before us or our delegate the profession of faith enjoined by the Holy See. In confirmation of this, we have signed these letters with our own hand and sealed them with our seal. Given at Sadak, the 17th day of September 2018, signed Peter, Archbishop of Sadak, Monsignor Matthew Dickens, Chancellor.
I, Douglas Gerard Bull, with firm faith, believe and profess each and everything that is contained in the symbol of faith, namely, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With firm faith, I also believe everything contained in the Word of God, whether written or handed down in tradition, which the Church, either by a solemn judgment or by the ordinary and universal magisterium, sets forth to be believed as divinely revealed. I also firmly accept and hold each and everything definitively proposed by the Church regarding teaching on faith and morals. Moreover, I adhere with religious submission of will and of intellect to the teachings which either the Roman Pontiff or the College of Bishops enunciate when they exercise their authentic magisterium, even if they do not intend to proclaim these teachings by a definitive act.
Father Doug, it is the duty of the priest to proclaim the Word of God. He must study the Bible and meditate on its message, believe what he reads, teach what he believes, and practice what he teaches. Are you willing to cooperate with your bishop in preaching Christ in season and out of season, explaining to all the Word of God?
I am, with the help of God.
People of this parish of St. John Fisher, we are all called to preach Christ by the witness of a good life, and to hand on the faith to our children. Are you willing to do this?
We are.
Father Doug, the priest gathers together the people of God for prayer and sustains them as they go forth to carry out the mission of the Church to the world. Are you ready to pray with the people as well as for them, and to lead and encourage them in their apostolate in the world?
I am, with the help of God.
People of this parish of St. John Fisher, you share in the work of the Church. Will you work and pray together in love, seeking through prayer and service to grow in the knowledge of the faith and to make the gospel known throughout the world?
We will, with the help of God.
Father Doug, the priest cares for the people by celebrating with them the sacraments. When he baptizes, he brings men and women into the family of God. He witnesses their marriage, vows in the sacrament of reconciliation. He forgives sins in the name of Christ and his Church. With holy oil, he strengthens and consoles the sick and the dying. Will you prepare your people by wise instruction to receive the sacraments worthily and fruitfully?
I will, with the help of God.
People of this parish of St. John Fisher, will you cooperate in preparing for the reception of the sacraments?
We will.
Father Doug, it is the priest's privilege and duty to celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass, to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, and to feed the people with the body and blood of Christ. Are you willing to celebrate the Mass faithfully for the living and the dead, as the Church ordains, for the glory of God and the sanctification of Christ's people.
I am with the help of God.
People of this parish of St. John Fisher, will you faithfully participate in the sacred mysteries of Christ's body and blood, so that the church may be built up as the body of Christ? Father Doug, the priest is called to promote justice and peace among all peoples and to share the good news with all who are persecuted, those who are marginalized and underprivileged in society. Are you willing to strive for justice and understanding between all people based on the truth of the gospel?
I am with the help of God.
People of this parish of St. John Fisher, will you work for justice and peace in your homes and places of work in the light of the gospel?
We will.
Father Doug, it is the priest's privilege and duty to sustain and guide his people along the way to unity with all Christians and to seek the gifts of unity and peace for the world. Are you willing to work zealously to overcome division and to seek the unity for which Jesus prayed?
I am with the help of God.
People of this parish of St. John Fisher, will you cooperate with all Christians to promote the work of true unity? Father Doug, the priest must be without reproach, and his endeavour gives no ground for scandal, for he is an ambassador of Christ. Are you resolved to carry out your duties as parish priest, giving no grounds for reproach?
I am with the help of God.
People of this parish of St. John Fisher, will you support in every way your new parish priest? Let us pray. God our Father, look upon Father Douglas, your servant and co-worker with the Archbishop in this place. May his word and example inspire and guide your people here, and may he and all those in his care come to the joy of everlasting life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Father Doug, in the name of His Grace the Archbishop of Southwark, we give you the document of your appointment and entrust to you the keys of the church.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus the Lord. And I know there are a number of representatives of the other Christian churches here. If you wouldn't mind just standing for a moment, those who are here, so that I can address you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I thank you for your presence and take this opportunity to promise that I will work with you for the unity and care of the people of God. I welcome your presence and promise to cooperate with you for the good of the community. And if I might ask the Honourable James Brokenshire to stand. I welcome your presence and promise to cooperate with you for the good of this community.
We welcome your help in the service of this community.
I think we can give him another great round.
Well, I am one happy bunny. I am so grateful tonight for so many things, but grateful to God for my life, but especially for the ministries that I've been able to enjoy in the church in this great diocese of Southwark. Only had a few years as curate in St. Elphege's in Wallington, but they were very great and happy days. And I'm very disappointed that some very good friends of mine can't be here tonight through ill health from Wallington. But I was then able to lead the diocesan youth service for a number of years. Again, happy times, extraordinary times, but members of the team and friends from those days are here tonight, and I'm so grateful that they are. I was then able to be part of the team that opened and established Christ the King at Sixth Form College up in Lewisham. And again, there are friends and colleagues and, if I'm not mistaken, a few ex-students who are here tonight as well. So I thank you for being here. After that, I was became a parish priest, proper priest, if you like, first of all in Raynham and then in Holy Cross. Great, wonderful, happy day. So many of you from Holy Cross. Give us a hey if you're from Holy Cross. Hey! It's lovely to see you. Fantastic. happy days. Finally, parish priest here in St. John Fisher of Bexley. And so I suppose happy days to come. That's the hope. But I've given whatever I've been able to give to each of those ministries, but received so much more. I've had very good friends from every one of those times. I am so blessed, such a happy bunny. So yes, I have received so much from each of those ministries. I've learnt so much. But as we know, it's in giving that we receive, and I therefore want to listen very, very, very carefully to what St. John Fisher Parish here in Bexley wants to ask of me, both explicitly and implicitly, so that I can then try to achieve what was just promised there in a very formal way. So I will be here for you, or there for you. Well, here or there. I'll be all over the place, I suppose. That's my way. But all that we do for each other, we actually do for God, don't we? All that we receive, we nurture and we spend then, or we share in the service and love of God. That's the key to it all. And of course, at the heart of all of that will be our Mass, and in particular, our Sunday Mass. Bread and wine are brought to the altar, they're consecrated, they're transformed, and then they're given back to us. And most importantly, as Bishop Pat has been saying, they're given through us to the world. But it's not just bread and wine, is it? No, it's much, much more. Everything that counts about who we are, what we've done, or what we've experienced, should in some way be in that procession up to the altar of God. It's then consecrated, it's transformed, and it's given back. Through us, it's carried out of those doors of the church and into the world. So the life of the parish collectively is lived, and I want to enable that to be very apparent. It's lived with the rhythm of God's breathing in the Sunday Mass. He breathes in whatever we have to offer and to spend in that offertory procession, and he breathes out with it, in it, and through it. His life, his spirit, who in us and through us, through our lives, is given to the world. He breathes in and he breathes out. And that's the way the parish life will need to be centered. What we bring to a Sunday counts. What we don't bring, what we cannot bring, doesn't count so much. That's parish life. If we raise some funds for some charity project or other, it needs to come in some way, be represented and come up to the altar of God, be blessed, and go out of the church door with God's blessing. And that's parish life. That's God's life
that we live and that we breathe. And what a joy, what a privilege that is, to be part of that breath of God, that rhythm of life, that rhythm of God. So let's have a good time doing it. There is nothing about that that is miserable. It's all good, or potentially good. Let's not just have a good time, let's have a great time. Happy days ahead. Let's all be happy bunnies.
Let us stand now for our bidding prayers. Let us with confidence bring our needs, the needs of our community, and especially the needs of our world to God our Father.
We pray for Father Doug on this occasion of his induction mass, that he may be strengthened and blessed by the Holy Spirit to lead and serve our church and community. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our parish and ask St. John Fisher to intercede for all parishioners as we confirm our faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our Diocese of Southwark, that our bishops, priests, and laity can work in collaborative ministry throughout the diocese. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for us all, that we may always have the courage and strength to do works of mercy conscientiously and with a cheerful heart. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all here this evening and for those who have supported Father Doug throughout his priesthood. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us bring our prayers to our Blessed Mother Mary as we say together, Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In a few moments of silence, let us bring our own needs before God.
Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to follow the way that you have shown us, to believe the truth you have revealed to us, and to be open to the new life you give us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Father.
Sisters and brothers, pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death we celebrate in love, his resurrection we confess with living faith, and his coming in glory we await with unwavering hope. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Thank you.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with your blessed apostles, St. John Fisher, all the martyrs, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Pope Francis, Archbishop Peter, Bishop Pat and his assistant bishops, and all who serve you faithfully. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world.
To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
And so through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And so, with great confidence, let us pray with the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that benefiting from participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age, and prepared for the gifts that are eternal, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now, please be seated for a few moments. Father Doug has a few commercials before we go. But there was two people especially I forgot to welcome at the beginning. And not only the priest of the deanery, but two special guests of Father Doug's, great friends, and they have been seen occasionally together on a golf course in Kent, I may add. And it's lovely that they're here. Canon Peter from Tunbridge Wells, in a very special way, Bishop John, and many of you will know, who is the former auxiliary bishop. He's still a bishop, but is now living in Tenterton. So give them a big, big welcome.
Well then, let me thank you, Bishop Pat, for leading us through our ceremonies tonight in such a delightful and easy way. I also thank everybody for attending. My brother priests from the deanery and Father Anthony, who's come down from Catford with the crew. It's lovely, and we look forward to your induction there a little later on. I do thank so many of you who have come from different parishes and from different parts of my ministry that I spoke of earlier. It's lovely to see you all here. I thank all the altar servers and the choir, conductor and the organist and other ministers of the church, readers and so on, all who've made the church ready and able to accommodate us this evening. I'm going to invite you all to come next door to our social club and to enjoy some refreshments and meet each other and spend some time happily celebrating tonight's events. And I thank those who've helped provide the food and have got that whole event together. It's a great feat to organise such a thing. And so I look forward to being with you there, and I look forward to all the parishioners of St John Fisher to get to know you all. And so very lastly, I just have a very sincere thanks to my family who've made such a big effort to come down and be with us this evening as well. God bless you all.
Let us stand now for the final blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you and keep you now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
To me, I Gentlemen, the hall is through here. If you need step-free access, please go out of the church, turn to your right, and the hall is in the far corner.